This is the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives.
Hello and welcome to the BPCL podcast, unlocking possibilities, empowering lives. In this series of podcasts, listen to conversations with thought leaders from the industry on the future of the energy landscape. India celebrated National Technology Day, and we are excited to bring you a very special episode of the BPCL podcast with Sanjeev Agarwalji, Executive Director, Corporate Marketing at BPCL. In today's episode, we will be exploring how the integration of new digital technologies in energy companies is optimizing operations, improving efficiency, cost savings, enhanced safety, better decision-making, and enhancing customer experience. So let's get started. Thank you so much for joining us, Sanjeev. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So digital transformation has been witnessed across all industries and the society too. And before we get to the world of the energy, oil, and gas sector, I'd love to know, how often do you upgrade your gadgets? And what do you think of Gen Z leaving a digital footprint everywhere?
So as far as BPCL is concerned, let me tell you that digital transformation is now becoming a buzzword for all good reasons. And simply put, it is the integration of digital technology into all areas of business, resulting in fundamental changes to how the business operates and delivers value to customers. So today, in fact, we live in a very highly connected digital world where our customers are used to world-class digital platforms to connect, transact, and entertain themselves. And we all know that there are so many things going around like WhatsApp, Amazon, Netflix, etc., etc. These digital platforms are characterized by ease of use, omnichannel, personalized, and trustworthy services. And customers today expect a lot and great experience from whom they choose to do business with. And in addition to our customers, our employees, in fact, demand the same experience from the tools they use to serve our customers. So it is not the external stakeholders, the internal customers or stakeholders are equally demanding these days. So why we focus, as far as the company is concerned, on the stakeholders external, but internally people are also saying, boss, what is there for us so that we serve ultimately our end consumers? So as an energy sector is concerned, the digital transformation is bringing about significant improvements in operational efficiencies, enabling companies to better manage their supply chains, and then providing customers with smarter experiences that meet their evolving needs. Let me also share with you, it is also allowing energy companies to enhance security and safety, which is normally invariably got sidetracked while delivering and reinforcing the brand promises using the latest technology in artificial intelligence or machine learning. I will take some more time on this. Allow me to do that. Specifically for energy transition, digital transformation has a huge potential to help us accelerate through this transition, helping achieve to the net zero target set by Government of India. So not only we are serving our end consumer, it is also our duty how best we can meet the targets on net zero as a company. New technologies such as IoT, digital twin, will not only allow us to integrate renewable energies throughout the energy ecosystem, but also enable increased net reliability and more efficient energy demand management. So that is all about what we think about our energy sector is going.
Right. Adapting to the changing times is the key to survival. And we know that BPCL is leveraging technology in a big way too. I'd love for you to spill some beans about BPCL's much talked about digital transformation initiative. How is it contributing to the company's transformational journey?
BPCL has been a pioneer in many ways across oil and gas industry in India. We initiated a great initiative. I'm very proud of that. I was a part of the team. We call it Project Anubhav, which is quite ambitious digital transformation initiative aimed at delivering the best customer experience across all touch points. When I say all touch point, it is about achieving operational efficiencies and enabling an agile and resilient workforce. It is helping us engage customers anytime, anywhere with a smarter experience and building a smart supply chain and enabling a more agile workforce. We are talking about workforce also. And with initiatives such as Digital Nerve Center. So it is IRIS, which is situated in Noida, where we are integrating messaging and conversational platform like Urja and Hello BPCL. So these are the three very important delivery points of our digital journey, that is IRIS, Urja, and Hello BPCL. So these are customer engagement platforms where we are ensuring that our customers get a seamless experience across all channels. You know, all our initiatives under Project Anubhav are underpinned by the three foundation pillars: trust, convenience, and personalization. We leverage best-in-class technology solutions and collaboration with leading technology companies to deliver these three to both external as well as internal customers. So that is, we are very proud of having a Project Anubhav in our company, which is, I think, a competitive edge it provides to us as far as the competition is concerned in the ecosystem.
Nice. Well, Project Anubhav, as you mentioned the name, I mean, Anubhav ka matlab experience hota hai. So I believe the three pillars of trust, convenience, and personalization are definitely the components to the right mix across any sphere of life too. So I'm sure this is going to be a huge success in the years to come by too. Could you give us some examples of how Project Anubhav is enabling BPCL to better engage with customers and provide them with smarter experiences?
Yeah, so it's a long, long way we have come now to this level. And I don't know how much time I will take to deliberate because I become emotional also at the same time while I'm deliberating on this. So absolutely, our customer engagement platform, which is called Hello BPCL, is an umbrella platform for customers to avail all the BPCL products and services at one place. So at the same time, it gives BPCL a 360-degree view of customers' energy need. With Hello BPCL, through our unified mobile app and portal, customers can order LPG refills, recharge fuel loyalty, make payments, and earn loyalty and rewards all in one place. Not only this, Hello BPCL is our one-stop solution for all our retail, commercial as well as industrial customers. And BPCL has introduced conversational artificial intelligence, which we call AI, a chatbot, and it is termed as Urja for customers. Urja is the first AI NLP chatbot in Indian oil and gas sector, which has been trained on more than 600 use cases and can chat with customers in 13 languages on our website as well as on WhatsApp. So energy, like you know, in Hindi, we call it energy means Urja. So that is why energy is, because in our DNA and core of BPCL, Urja represents that energy with which we engage with the customers. So we have also introduced UFIL. I was at the helm of affairs when the UFIL in retail business unit, which we propagated. It's a unique disruptive fuel prepayment solution for all our automotive customers. Unlike the conventional post-fueling, when you go to a petrol pump, ma'am, so you say that pehle aap paisa dete hain aur uske baad fuel lete hain. Now here, as a disruptive solution, we are trying to shape customers' preference and customer doing business with us, that first he has to make the payment to us and then we are going. First he has to make the payment and then he has to take the delivery of the product. It is quite unlikely that customers are tuned to this way of doing business with us. So UFIL enables our customers to have full control on our dispenser. Dispenser is the machine through which you get the fuel in your vehicle. So the full control goes to the customer and they can easily generate UPI-based prepaid fuel vouchers on Hello BPC. These vouchers enable customers to fuel their vehicles at petrol pumps in a hassle-free way. And UFIL is also integrated with BPCL's fuel automation system, which increases ultimately the transactional transparency. Because normally people feel, "Arey, yahan to gadbad hota hai." So this is one of the ways through which we are enabling customers to experience transactional transparency, which ultimately gets converted into the ultimate, which I talked about, three pillars of our existence: trust, convenience, and transparency. So this is all about UFIL. So you will be surprised to know that we take now 40 seconds in 100 rupees fuel transaction as against more than 1 minute earlier we used to take. So it is optimizing the forecourt of efficiency as well as transacting with transparency. So it's a win-win game. So further, we have also developed advanced loyalty program for fleet customers, which enables the entire value chain from the driver in the fueling bay to the group fleet manager's dashboard to the backend ERP solution of the corporate customers. So this whole gamut of all these offerings are certifying or justifying in the minds of the customer that, yes, there is a company, Maharatna company, which is driven through technology these days.
No, and I think this is about keeping up with the times also. Today's day and age demands these kind of solutions which are cost effective, time effective. And you, as you mentioned rightly, right, transparency also helps you build up on trust. And when there is so much convenience, I think it's only fair for a customer to go ahead and give it a try at least. And then they'll definitely get hooked onto it. It definitely sounds very impressive, if I may say so. Like it's a pioneer mode indeed. But what about the operations and the supply chain, Sanjeev? How has Project Anubhav helped BPCL to enable smart operations and build a smarter supply chain?
We are leveraging the latest technology in artificial intelligence and machine learning to optimize our overall operational performance and efficiency. For instance, with Iris, which I just talked about, that we have a digital nerve center at Noida, we are processing over 3 million inputs per second. Now you just imagine 3 million inputs per second from local automation systems, cameras, Internet of Things devices, vehicle tracking solution, deployed at operation locations, fuel terminals, LPG plants, fleet of tankers and trucks. So whole gamut of this complex infra and ecosystem, you can well imagine that how complex system it can become, or it is already there. And we are, the ultimate purpose is that how best we can serve the customer. This integrated system has advanced capabilities of remotely stopping the operations. Now you will be wondering, main kyun keh raha hu apne operation band karne ke? But it is not about stopping the operation. It is about how we are living up to our promise of delivering trust, which means that I am ready to stop my operation in case there is a deviation from SOPs, standard operating practices, which are critical for product quality, quantity, and safety. And again, thereby reinforcing trust to the end consumer. We have also built integrated supply chain for our lubricant business by leveraging a unique QR code solution. It provides end-to-end product traceability across the lubricant supply chain, genuineness check to the customer, and loyalty schemes to the mechanics and retailer as well. So these are from the lubricant landscape. So if you see that starting from location, supply chain, serving at the forecourt, at retail petrol pumps, we are seamlessly integrating through technology all of our operation with a clear focus on 3 delivery points.
So I would like to understand one quick thing. So is this only limited to specific tier of cities, or is this across the country, wherever, you know, BPCL is available? Is there like a roadmap that is already in place for this?
Yeah, it is across. So we have around 20,000 petrol pumps. We have 70 locations, depot terminals where we store the petroleum products. We have INC consumers. We have LPG plants, 50 numbers. So all these across, we have implemented this. And now the next is Anubhav Next. We are terming it from Project Anubhav to Anubhav Next. Once we have already implemented all the technology stacks, now how best we can further enhance the experience of our customer. So we are benchmarking our own delivery points. We are not satisfied that, yes, we are ahead of the competition, but what next? So that is under Anubhav Next. We have already started working on that and things are in the pipeline where you will be experiencing the next wave of Anubhav.
That's amazing. So that's the sequel that we should be waiting for. So this brings me to my next question for you, Sanjeev. We know how a happy workforce is the key to an organization's success. You earlier mentioned Project Anubhav enabling an agile and resilient workforce for BPCL. Will you shed some light on this?
As you know that by now, we have multiple customer-facing applications like ALP, I said, UFL, Hello BPCL, LPG booking, Lube instant gratification, Lube secondary sale, B2B, etc., etc. So now we are also having a system which we call the data stack. Unless you have the repository or the system sustained, which can capture, collate, assimilate, and deliver the data points and the end delivery, it will not serve any purpose because the things will go haywire. So we have a comprehensive system where on a sustainable basis, we collate everything. And the next step is we are developing lake houses, which is a new buzzword. And this is the first time we are implementing this in industry, I would say. So lake house means that it is going to be state of art technology, which is implemented across outside globally, and we are bringing first time in the oil gas sector where the data is on sustained. Every single data from our operations in across BUs are going to rest in this. And the way we want to churn and get the insights and the perspectives, we are going to give to the customers internally so that they are well-placed, wisdomful decision-making, and ultimately delivering on the three delivery points, which I said, trust, convenience, and personalized. So it's an interwoven world inside BPCL.
It's like the inception. They say data is the new oil, Sanjeev, and BPCL must be churning humongous amounts of data from, you know, its transactions. How do you process this data? How does it help you serve the customers better?
As I said, because these are too much of technicalities involved in this, so I will not be detailing those things. But if you ask me to describe in a very simple way, it is that we have already provided and installed different IoT devices. So we have technology-driven system at the locations, petrol pumps, so that they send the data on real-time basis. It is not on batch mode, which means that I am not sending the data at the end of the day or after 6 hours or 12 hours. So real-time data availability at my future data lake will be available, and I can churn it, massage it the way my internal customer wants, analytics, etc., so that they know the preference of the customer, how best they can serve them. Today, I am serving them, I am delivering in a particular way. But what are the different critical insights a customer can give to me? Their behavior pattern. One customer has not come for next 30 days, suppose. So the system will tell me, boss, wake up, this customer has not come to your outlet after 10 days or 15 days, and just interact with. Engagement is going to be the key with me now, so that we have better engagement with the customer. They know there is a company which is available at their doorstep, and I can serve them as they demand from me. I'm using the word demand. It is not expectation. Now I am forcing customer to demand from me. That is the beauty of our engagement with the customer.
Nice. And customer retention, I think, is a very crucial aspect of any business. And I think it's beautiful how BPCL is focusing on that also. I love how you stated that, you know, in 30 days, if a customer doesn't return, we will go back and understand what happened. And there's real-time data to, you know, substantiate whatever the next steps would be. This is very interesting indeed. We are living in times where digital presence is upgraded and evolving by the second. I'd love for you to tell us, what are some digitalization priorities for your company over the next 3 to 5 years?
So if you ask me about the priorities, specifically speaking, looking at the oil and gas industry, we are in a commodity business where products need to be delivered physically. I mean, we have a roadmap for an integrated approach of physical and digital. We are trying to combine physical and digital aspect of our business, and we call it phygital. So physical approach will play a key role in our industry in the delivery of digital experience and customer experience. Our immediate priorities are to create, as I said, data lake, which is going to be a very, very highly aspirational piece for all of us, and create meaningful personalization offerings to customer using customized CX engines. And at the same time, we are also creating additional value for our customer through our digital solutions, which go way beyond the energy needs of our consumers. And in longer horizon, we are also transforming from oil and gas company to an energy company. And this transformation, because we don't want to be termed as only oil and gas company. So we have internally decided and carved out what are the offerings so that customer considers as an energy company. So this transformation can only possible if our digital building blocks are rightly placed, and we must see that the customer's new energy needs are met, and at the same time, enhance customer experience by leveraging the data using advanced analytics, which I just described. And blockchain technology and advancing our computational abilities and data handling approaches, we have built a center of excellence also where we deliberate the insights of our engagement with the customers. And we take a proactive call before our competition even think about it.
Well, that's the way, I think, to go ahead, right? Be able to preempt what the market may look like.
We are very agile and proactive. I mean, I am very proud of my team across. We are quite agile.
So Sanjeev, we know that digitalization leads to various facets of improvement, including efficiency among employees, improved customer service, which you've highlighted, better data management, which again, you've listed in detail. Will you tell us how a company weighs the benefits of digitalization against the costs that go into the process?
It's a tricky question. For many companies, the driver for digital transformation is to reduce cost, because people tend to think how I can reduce the cost. I think that that should not be the starting point for any leadership. That is not the right way. And digital transformation leads to creating processes that deliver opportunities for robust value creation, and that go farther and wider than just cost savings. And its maturity framework starts with the task automation. We have to automate, following by enterprise integration. And most organizations, if you see, evaluate the benefits against the cost consideration of these two aspects. But the real value lies in the final step, and that is the innovation of new business models of the organization, where the maximum value is unlocked for the organization as well as its stakeholders. And this is my personal experience, that buy-in from all the internal teams in the company is highly, highly essential, which sometimes leadership tend to skip and push things from top to down. And sometimes I also wonder that why we don't have this. So that is our DNA in BPCL. I am proud to reflect that teams in the field and actual users have become owners, interestingly. I would not say surprisingly, but interestingly, down the line, people have become owners. And that is the true leadership which digital transformation landscape has created internally. That we are owners at one point of time, senior leadership, but down the line, how each stakeholders owns it. And that is the cost which we are seeing, we are optimizing, we are lean cost driven company. So in holistically, if you see, the potential benefit of digitalization are always high. IRIS, like I said, command and control center in Noida, it has helped our field force to address problems before they become critical for the business and safer operations. So this way, we feel that cost optimization has taken place in BPCL. We are not driven from the very beginning, from the first day, that how we are bringing the cost down. It is fallout of our such integrated approach that we get benefit of cost. Ultimate, our aim, again, I'm coming to that, 3 delivery points, trust, convenience, and persuasion. And if we can deliver those, cost will automatically follow us. That is the mantra which we follow.
Nice. No, I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. As I mentioned earlier too, I truly think trust, convenience, and personalization are the key to success, whether be it in your professional space or personal space. And I love how BPCL is owning up everything and instilling that sense of belonging in stakeholders who are, now owners in, as you rightly highlighted. I think that's beautiful. And I think it's the key to any organization's success as well. But before I let you go, Sanjeev, with all your expertise and knowledge, and in a more general sense, what advice do you have for companies seeking to undergo digital transformation?
You are aware of that PPT word. Normally, when we make presentation, we make PPT. So for us in digital transformation team, we call it 3 fundamental pillars: PPT, people, process, and technology. If I have to give some tips, though I don't feel that I'm the right person to give tips, but based on my whatever experience I have, rather I would like to share this experience that focus on 3 fundamental pillars, that is people, process, and technology. It is important to identify the right set of people to drive the digital transformation for any company. And at BPCL, we have a strong team of 500 plus people who are driving the digital transformation for the organization. And processes identified for digital transformation need to be thorough in collaboration with the users of the process. And here the key communication strategy ensures the benefit to the users. Around 20 years back, the company went through a process of restructuring. I still remember the kind of engagement and communication. We talk big things, that is strategy and the teams and all such blah, blah. But communication is such a small but highly, highly critical element of making disruptive change in any landscape. It is not about the digital landscape. My experience is communication is the single most after strategy and execution policies, communication is the single most important aspect, which we tend to forget. Arre, log hain, follow karenge, employees hain, karna padega. So that is not the way the business should operate. Communication is, from my side, this is the only tip I want to give. Engaging with your internal stakeholders and communication at the right time. This is what is happening. This is what has gone wrong. We have to change gears. We have to tweak our process, thought process. That engagement should be there with the down-the-line people. So this is all about, the tips, if you call it, I want to give. And in the last, this is also I am recollecting to sum up. We talk about big things. One basic aspect, apart from engagement and communication, is we should be mindful of the sustenance part. Because normally, project team and the service teams are different. So project wale to apna kaam karke chale jaate hain. But if the project guys also think that and considers that what is going to be in future, how the people are going to sustain it, and if they are mindful of this aspect and build the building blocks around that aspect, then it is going to be the highly long-lasting value-creating proposition. So communication, strategy, execution, and sustenance, these are the things which one should keep in mind while driving any change in the company.
And it's so good to hear from someone like you from BPCL, who's set up, you know, process, built teams, and is still innovating, is still humble, is happy to share his experiences with us. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and your experiences and the pillars of Project Anubhav with us. Thank you so much for shedding light on the digital transformation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, thank you, Sanjeev, for joining us. Thank you for keeping us company and sharing these beautiful moments and all the learnings that you have gathered over your tenure at BPCL. As we conclude our discussion on digital transformation in energy companies, I hope our listeners gained valuable insights from Sanjeev's experience and expertise in the industry. BPCL's innovative approach towards implementing technology in the energy sector is commendable and inspiring for other companies in the field. We hope to have him back soon for another informative discussion. Thank you for keeping me company. I am Sukoon, and I will see you soon with another episode of the BPCL podcast. That was Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, Executive Director, Corporate Marketing at BPCL. Do subscribe to BPCL podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives, wherever you are listening to it from. We have more episodes up. Meanwhile, check us out on bharatpetroleum.in. You can also follow us on all major social media platforms too. BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives.
This is the BPCL Podcast, Unlocking Possibilities, Empowering Lives.